What time is it? It's Packard Folks at time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardFolksAt where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Folks at and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Folks at, and I'm poking at your news.
Hello, everybody. This is Packard Pokes at the Midweek Show. This is episode 457, and I want to apologize to our listeners for the fact that there was no episode 256 because Google Hangouts is a real pain in the fucking ass. It killed out everything that I said. So if you can, please forgive us for that little issue there. Tonight we have with us Heretic Woman from Beyond the Trailer.
No.
Sorry, I almost said again. From Beyond the Trailer Park podcast.
Yes. We love Tucker, but I'm not Tucker.
Yes, you're not Tucker. You are way prettier than Tucker. I've never seen Tucker, but I'm sure that you're a lot prettier than he is.
He would probably agree with you, although he's a very lovely man.
And he has a very lovely
cat by the name of Fuzznut. So
yes, he does. I've got questions for him. I have serious questions for Tucker.
Well, then you should have him on because
that's a novel idea. I think I'll try that.
He's a good guy to talk to. Hi, yeah. Tom.
Hello, long time no see.
I know. Hi.
join us finally on the chat is Tom, your friendly neighborhood atheist.
You're supposed to say something then. I think.
Say there, Tom.
I was supposed to say, hey, that's me.
Yeah, that's
yes.
You.
That's all right. It's fine.
Google decided that I needed a plugin, and I said, no, I don't.
And then I
was right.
Okay, you were right. You won. Okay. You won. Yes. The debate.
I did not install a plugin, and yet, here I am.
There you are.
It took a couple tries, though.
Yeah, I had a plug-in crash on me. It killed the video. So, anyway, also joining us tonight is Atheist Ranger.
Hello.
I was gonna say that's when you're supposed to say something too. Yeah.
And we also have not a believer. 71. I wasn't far off. I was gonna get ready to say hike actually.
I suspect.
Hello,
that,
everybody.
Hello. I suspect that means he's a year older than me. I'm gonna guess.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
There we go. See, I guessed right.
That's it. The 71 stands for the year I was born.
Okay. There you go.
See?
Heretic Woman, I have some questions for you. Okay. Were you ever religious? And if you were, how did you come to your non-belief?
I was. I was raised in something that you guys probably won't have ever heard of. It's called the United Church of Canada. It's actually, as far as churches go, it's super liberal.
You worship the maple leaf, right?
Yeah, that's right. Something like that. Well, in this country, it'd probably be either hockey or Tim Hortons coffee, but that's another story.
Okay. We worship hockey up here.
Yes. Well, I don't. And see, we'll get to why I'm the world's shittiest Canadian later, but I started out in the United Church of Canada, which is what my mother's family was into. My father's family, they didn't really do religion. They showed up, you know, church was for when somebody was married, baptized, or dead. That was pretty much it.
Hopefully not all the same day.
No, not all on the same day. That would be a little much. But yep. I never actually talked about it with any of them, which I kind of regret now because unfortunately most of them have passed away. But if I had to guess based on how the people that they were, I would say that the majority of them were probably agnostics or what I would say apatheists. They don't give a shit. Or there might have been the odd atheist in there. I'm not sure, but
none of them are pretty odd.
Yes, I would say so.
Yeah,
but they never.
Look at me. Yeah, odd. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
See, I got a problem solved right there.
So my mother's family was more religious, and my mother, I think, was raised to believe that the only way that you can teach morality to children is force them to go to Sunday school, which unfortunately, I know. So raised United Church, but when I was 13 years old, I had a friend in school who was my best friend for a few years. Mm-hmm. And this girl's family, they were from Holland. And she was raised in a sect that was like an offshoot of Dutch Reform, which are Calvinists. And she convinced me to join them. So when I was 13, I became a Calvinist with this weird sect. And
I see Calvin and Hobbists.
Ah, that's much more entertaining, I'm sure. Because Calvinism kind of sucks.
The kids don't know about that one.
Yeah, I know.
That's an old one.
We have a book of them around here somewhere. But so I did that for about 4.5 years. And I mean, I was right into it. I was, you know, telling my 8-year-old brother that he better repent or he was going to burn in hell and all of this shit. Because they taught you that, you know, yes, you're going to go to heaven, but if you want to be, you know, really kitted out in heaven, then you've got to like convert as many people as you can. Like they taught like you would earn crowns in heaven. I'm like,
you need to earn the heaven points.
Yeah, the heaven
points. That's actually a thing in Islam.
Yes, it is. But these people didn't know that. They probably would think that Islam was terribly satanic. But so I did that. And what got me out of it, oddly enough, and I have to say, like when I was really little, I remember thinking that religion was weird, and I thought, why are people doing this? It doesn't seem like a very good, you know, like what, it's kind of dumb. Like when my mom's family used to pray over meals, I'd be like 6 years old and I'm like singing kid songs in my head so I don't have to listen to the stupid prayer. So I think there was a bit of a predisposition to, you know, avoid the whole mess, even though I dove headfirst into it. But I have always been a debate junkie. I love debating. And I'm also a history nerd. So when I was in high school, I loved history class and I learned how to do debating in history class. We were a hick school, so we didn't have a debate club, but we did do formal debates in history class. And also at that same time, I began dating my boyfriend in high school, and I was kind of a naughty Calvinist because I didn't date somebody from the fold, as it were. My boyfriend was nominally Lutheran, but more importantly, he was a budding scientist. He later went on to become a physics engineer. So at that time, he was your typical high school science geek. But he was into history and all kinds of other things. So we used to like to debate. And he liked to debate religion, not because he questioned me per se, but he was fascinated by this faith that I had, and he wanted to understand it. So for him, you know, challenging me on it was a way to understand my thought process. And so we did that a lot. And I like to think I'm a reasonably decent debater, and I found that I could never get anywhere if I debated him on religion. Like, mm-hmm. he just always destroyed me. And then at the same time, I was learning in history class about, you know, the Greek and Roman pantheon and other ancient religions. We were learning about Aboriginal legends that were used to explain why things were how they are. And at that whole time, it was almost, I think it was almost like a moment light bulb where it all, I just kind of went, holy fuck, it's all fake. Damn. Because every religion from the past that had been abandoned was used to explain things that we now know the truth about. Like, right. no one no one believes that Zeus hurls lightning bolts because we know where lightning comes from, right? And
it comes from Chile, actually.
I wouldn't say that no one believes that because believe some crazy shit.
You're right. Let's just say it's not a generally accepted.
It's no longer common belief.
Yes, it's no longer common belief. Although this is the musings of a 17-year-old, so that's kind of how I was thinking of it. And so it just kind of dawned on me that because you come across contradictions in the problem of evil and the way women are treated and things, and you think the whole time, how do I compute this with what I'm being told God is and all of that? And it was this light bulb that, well, if I accept the fact that everything was made up by man, then it all makes sense. Holy shit. So it was really this sort of like boom light bulb moment. And I went from, proselytizing to anybody that would sit still for 5 minutes to fuck that shit in like maybe 2 weeks tops. And my co-host Beth and I, we have this sort of friendly banter going on about that because it took her 10 years to transition from out of religion, and I basically did it overnight, so she's like, yeah, bitch. But
some people it takes longer, some people
it does and I can totally understand that. But so here I was at 17 going, holy shit, I've made the biggest discovery ever. And because in my little world, farm country, redneck land, I didn't know that there was such a thing as atheism. I didn't know that anybody else might have figured out that there was no God. I'm like, holy shit, I've like found the answer to everything right here. And I was very dismayed that no one else wanted to know this. Because I thought, I need to tell everybody, hey, God's fake. You don't have to do that shit anymore, right? And I was very confused that people weren't happy me to inform them of this.
Wait. We can choose not to?
Yeah, we can. So, it was interesting. But luckily for me, the very next year, I stopped going to church for sure. Mm-hmm. And it happened during the summer. So, there was a few months where the people I went to church with were like, oh, why aren't you coming to church? And I just sort of, made up excuses. And I don't even remember what I told them now. But the following fall, I was done high school and I was leaving for university. So the timing was absolutely perfect because I was leaving everything and starting fresh. So me abandoning the religious lifestyle and the people that I knew in church and whatnot became an absolute non-issue because I was leaving them all anyway. So my timing couldn't have been any better for that, because I know a lot of people go through a lot of turmoil when they figure things out and they're trying to extricate themselves from religion. And I was very, very fortunate that was just a total non-issue to me. And also being in Canada, people don't care if you don't believe in God. It's not like, when I visit the States and people are like, oh, what church do you go to? No one would ever ask you that here unless you were, somehow already discussing it. But just as a point of small talk, nobody would ever be like, it would be, what do? You have kids? Blah, blah, blah. And where do you go to church would be like after you ran out of everything else to talk about.
Yeah. I live in Wisconsin and that I have to say that almost is one of the last things I've ever heard ever come up. I mean, I talked to a lot of people, and that's one of the,
probably one of the worst things. To be fair, the bulk of my travels in the U.S. have been in the East and mainly the South.
Oh, so my condolences if you had to go to the South.
I've been to the South a lot. I have very, very good friends down in Savannah. So I've been down there numerous times. And as Tom knows, I was just down in North Carolina hanging out with all the podcasters and such. So,
Tom was hopefully representing Packard Pokesat down there and not just forgetting to say, hey, listen to Packard Pokesat once in a while.
I told everyone.
Okay.
Everyone who asked.
There you go.
I have no evidence that he didn't do that, but.
Well, see, I saw Tom and I was like, hey, and oh, by the way, I know Packard too. So
they wrote Packard Pokesat on my badge in like 0.8 font. So I had to
beef
it up some.
Yeah, it was kind of small. But Packard must have crashed again.
No, that was my other one. I'm still
your
here.
Your other computer. Okay.
Yeah, that's my other computer. Yeah, I apologize. Yeah. I'm still here.
That's all okay.
Right. I do have another question for you.
Yes.
Not that I want to, you know, take you off the track from what you were talking
that's
about.
That's fine. Hey, dude, it's your show.
Oh, wait. I'm not getting my memos. Let me write that one down. It's my show. All right. All right. What made you decide to get into podcasting?
That's an interesting story. So I actually, because as this summer now, I will have been an atheist for 28 years, which is kind of scary. Yeah, I know.
And no lightning bolts have walked while you're driving down the street or?
No, nothing. And I've been
again.
I've been telling that asshole to smite me for 28 years and nothing. So,
well, he'll get you when you die.
I know. Funny that. But so the first 17 years that I was an atheist, it didn't even enter into my life. It was like a non-thing. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until, 17 years later, it was like 2006-ish. I had, for whatever reason, I'd been laid off and I was watching more TV at home and I started watching CNN, which I don't know why, but I did. And I actually started to pay attention. I was like, what the hell's with all the religion? And like, see, we didn't get Fox News. I would have really been pissed off then. But yeah, I was like, what's with all the religion on this news station? Like, what the fuck? And it kind of annoyed me. So I'd been on the internet for a while at this point, but Facebook didn't exist at that point, but bulletin boards and instant messaging were a thing, and Yahoo groups was a thing. So I joined a Yahoo group that was run by a bunch of fundy Christians that I had this urge, like, I need to yell at Christians. I'm annoyed. And I'd never done it. And I'd never done it before. And that was my first foray into American fundamentalists. Because Christians up here are where I grew up was not like that. So when I'm encountering people that are saying, you know, giving young people information about birth control is giving them carte blanche to have sex with everyone is kind of like, what?
Oh, geez.
What? Huh? And so that's where, you know, my online activity kind of started. And I was in that group for a number of years and I learned a lot. And then I kind of, my career took off again and I got to be too busy for that sort of thing. So fast forward a few years, and again, I hadn't really done anything. And in 2013, unfortunately, again, I had been laid off, and I also had some health issues, which meant that I wasn't going back to work anytime soon. So I joined Twitter.
Ah.
I'm like, hey, never, I've heard about this Twitter thing. Let's give it a try.
Yeah, what'd you get on Twitter? It's bye-bye life. Bye.
Yeah, especially when you're unemployed at the time. So I started debating people and whatnot on there. And then I eventually learned about this podcast thing. And because I've always had Blackberries, and Blackberries didn't have podcatchers until very later on. So I hadn't heard about podcasts.
They were obsolete.
Well, Hey, I actually still have a BlackBerry, but it's an Android BlackBerry now.
Oh.
But anyway, so I started listening to some podcasts and realizing that there was like all kinds of them out there, and listening to some atheist podcasts. And one of the ones that I came across was a show called Atheists on Air. And oh, that, yeah.
He's
and
not making shows anymore.
No, he's not. So yeah. That was run by Cash and Professor Steven, yep. And they are out of North Carolina, and they just did a really sort of, you know, bunch of friends in your living room hanging out, shooting the shit kind of show. But Cash did a really awesome bit with Catfish Creek Trailer Park and Pastor Roy and all of that.
Yeah, and Pastor Roy. Oh, that was
Pastor
a gig.
Pastor Roy.
We tried to capture the essence of Pastor Roy on this show a while back, but it just didn't quite work out. We had to give him his walking papers.
Yeah, there's only one Pastor Roy, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
And so because Atheist on Air was a YouTube and podcast show, there was always a live chat, and I formed a lot of friendships with people in the live chat because we would come together every week and watch the show and chat away together in the chat. Well, when Cash began having issues with having the time and the availability to do the show because real life got in the way, and he does have children and family to take care of, and he became more and more unable to do the show. And there was a week that he had not done a show. I think he was moving at the time, and he had said, you know, no show this week and probably not next week, I'll keep you posted kind of thing. Yeah. And people who we were all sort of friends, and people were saying, well, dang it, that's like my bit of sanity during the week, because a lot of the listeners were from the South. A lot of them were even closeted atheists. They had to listen to religious shit all week long. Mm-hmm. And that was like their kernel of sanity during the week, was to sit down and listen to Cash and Professor Steven. So we were talking, some of us, and I just kind of said, well, you know, just because Cash doesn't have a show doesn't mean we all can't hang out and talk like atheist people.
There you go.
And somebody said, yeah, that's true. So that week that he wasn't on, I organized a hangout. Now, the ironic thing is, I didn't know a damn thing about podcasting or YouTube live streams or anything. Mm-hmm. I did not know that a normal hangout was not a broadcasted thing. So there's a bunch of us in this hangout, and we're having a good time. And it wasn't necessarily that we were going to broadcast it. We were just getting together and having, you know, rational thought time. And another good friend of mine, Shujin Tribble, who is a host of another show I do called Holy Crap, the Vlogcast, he popped in. And, you know, we were all talking, and Shujin's like, oh, are we live? And I'm like, live? What is this live that you speak of, you know? that's when I realized that just doing a hangout wasn't broadcasting, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Well, Cash came back for, I think, 3 or 4 weeks in the interim. And then he came in and said, look, I'm sorry, folks, but I am not going to be able to do this anymore. And you know, basically moved on. And I said, well, I really enjoyed what we were doing. Mm-hmm. And people have a need for this.
Yes.
So let's
So you basically wanted to fill the hole that he left behind.
I did. And if you look at my channel, we are actually, our full name is Atheists on Air Beyond the Trailer Park, because we are the official spinoff. Cash was wonderful. He let us use the name. He actually gave us the Spreaker account. You know, we took that over. So yeah, we are the keepers of the Atheist on Air brand now.
Oh, okay.
And if, you know, flying spaghetti monster be, you know, that Cash could ever come back, there will be a home for him.
Okay. You know, yeah, I'm still actually subscribed to the feed. So if it ever activates for whatever reason, I'll get the show.
While we are poking at your news, you can poke us at Facebook and Twitter, or poke us with an email at ppapodcast@gmail.com, or leave us a message at 662-709-PPAP. Join us live on YouTube/PackardPokesAt on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time. Be part of the conversation by live chatting with us during the show. Enjoy the show? Help support us by becoming a monthly patron at patreon.com/PackardPokesAt. Or look awesome by buying something at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt. No money, no problem. You can help us by sharing the show with friends and rate us on iTunes and Stitcher. For everyone that shares and rates us, you kick ass.
The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.
Wait a minute. No wardrobe? You mean we're going to be naked while we do this?
Well, seeing how I'm an atheist and I'm reading the Bible, and since clothes are flammable...
Fire! Fire! Fire!
I thought it might be a good idea to take them all off first.
Naked or not, follow along as we read, analyze, and try to keep you from falling asleep as we go through this boring-ass book.
Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. Who knows? We may even be on YouTube someday.
Absolutely.
I have one more question here for you. I probably have a couple more anyway. What do you do outside your podcast persona? Do you like have a job? Do you like hunt moose? What do you do?
Well, I've been really fortunate and unfortunate that I've still had some health issues that I've not been working, but my husband is very patient, and I've been able to basically be a pain in the ass of religion most of the time. So pardon?
I said I like being those thorns in the
absolutely
in the religion.
Absolutely. So I'm active in
nice
a lot
parts, you know, just like
Yeah, absolutely. I'm active in a lot of local groups. I'm in Kitchener, we have a group. Hamilton is another city over. I go out in that group. Toronto is only an hour from me, so I'm active in a few groups over that way. I do this show. As I said, I'm also a panelist on Holy Crap, the vlogcast, which Huge and Tribble runs. I show up over on Rangers Channel from time to time. So, you know, I figure since I have the time and the ability, I'm just trying to be as vocal about how stupid religion is as I can.
There you go. Other than this show, obviously, what other shows do you listen to? What other podcasts do you listen to? I mean, I know you mentioned a few already, but
yeah,
one particular one that you really like and recommend?
Oh, there's a bazillion. That's the problem.
I know the feeling. I listen to quite a number.
A vast majority of them are my friends now. So I actually kind of stopped listening to anybody because I felt bad that I couldn't listen to everybody. Although when I started, let's go back to when I started. The very, very first podcast I ever listened to was called The Angry Atheist, which is hosted by...
Here?
Yeah, I think so.
I've heard of them. I haven't subscribed to them myself.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got a number of them I listen to as it is.
He's very sporadic, but it's hosted by Reap Payden, and he is actually a clergy in the church, Satanic Temple, which is those guys kick ass. He actually came on Holy Crap a few months ago, like last year. So we got to talk to him there. So Reed Payton, he was the first guy I ever listened to because, again, I was using a BlackBerry, so it only had very few options on it as far as who I could find. The other one that I first listened to was called Irreligiosophy. And those guys, I think they still put something out every once in a blue moon, but they're fun. So those are the first two. And then, of course, Atheists on Air. And then I also got listening to Scathing Atheist and Cognitive Dissonance because that's what appeals to me, toilet humor.
Yes, they are quite toilet humor.
Yes. And it's funny because when I started meeting a lot of people in, you know, atheist spheres and podcasting spheres, and people would talk about David Smalley, and I'm like, who's this David Smalley guy? Like the ReasonCon in 2015 when David Smalley was there, and everybody's like, oh, David Smalley. And I'm like, okay, who's that?
I've heard the name. I've heard of him. I don't have any clue what he does.
Yeah. I'm not the only one.
I felt the same way when I saw him at ApostaCon in 2014.
Yeah, he's a great guy. I just didn't, and I don't think I've listened to an entire show of his, but I've listened to some parts. And
well,
he's
his shows are like 4 hours long.
Yeah. Damn. Well, he's very good at what he does, but his style doesn't appeal to me the same. He's too nice because I am a firebrand, yeah. And I'm blunt.
Yeah. For those who don't know, David is a very knowledgeable about the Bible, and he invites Christians onto his show to basically debate their faith.
Yes.
And he's very informative.
He's very good, and he knows a lot, and he's very good at you know, debating these people as much as the Christians will actually debate, which is debatable. But he's just, like I say, it's just a little too diplomatic for me, I guess. And the same thing with Seth Anders. Like, Seth has like the voice, and I could listen to his voice forever, but sometimes find that the show, like, he's got some really good informative stuff, but it's a lot of times it's things that I might have known already, and I keep wanting to say it's too nice, but that's not maybe the best way to put it. But
no, I agree with you. If you were gonna say it's too nice, also, I was actually going to agree with you on that point because he's a little bit more placating to religious people than I am.
Placating, yes, that's a good way to put it. And and I'm not really one for placating.
He likes pointing out the hypocrisy.
What's that time? And that's good.
He likes to point out basically how, especially Christianity, adopts culture to make it relevant.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because that's what he used to do. He used to be a Christian broadcaster, and he was, you know.
That's right.
Very well known for it, and that's what he knows. And he's a radio guy, so that's what he does.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. When we get him on the show, we'll let him talk about himself. Right now it's the heretic woman's time.
But I've listened, of course, my good friends Bobby and Ashley that do No Religion Required. I do probably still listen to them more than anybody else. But lately I've been busy when they've been doing shows, so I've kind of missed that too. But those guys, I mean, Gay Theist Manifesto, like, there's just like so many out there, and I always feel
this is the one podcast you absolutely have to listen to is this one. Of course, the Atheist, the Bible, and No Wardrobe podcast.
Yes, of course. Of course. And like we already said, my good friend Tucker over there, Atheist in the Trailer Park, because
I do listen to his. I do listen to his podcast. I listen to his podcast, I put it on speed and a half, or sometimes double speed, and I go for a walk.
Yeah, last time I was on, we were reading the Apocrypha. That's always fun.
We
decided that that particular section had personified I think it was Wisdom. Mm-hmm. And the way they personified Wisdom was kind of like a dominatrix with a strap on. So
yeah, yeah. I remember them saying that. Yeah, that was pretty funny. I was like, I'm just glad I wasn't out driving at that time. I probably would have had to pull over.
See, that's how my mind works. I'm like, hey, that sounds like a dominatrix with a strap on.
I'm gonna turn one or two questions over to each one of my co-hosts. Tom, do you have a question for Heretic Woman? I mean, I know you two have already met personally, and you've probably plagued her with questions already. But let's make it for a record here. So,
I'm for off the record.
Yeah.
All right, then I'll just turn off the broadcast right now.
So what's the next conference you're going to be at? So everyone else can meet you.
That's a good question, because just this week we talked to the guys over at Mythicis Milwaukee, and I learned about the Myth Information Conference, and I found out who all was going, and I was like, oh, hey, how long would it take me to get to Milwaukee? But I am going to Imagine No Religion 7 in Toronto, which is the first weekend of June, which is headlining with Professor Dawkins.
What part of Canada are you in exactly?
I am in Ontario, so I'm only an hour from Toronto.
Okay, Ontario. So, I'm trying to think, is that close to the west? Okay,
so look at my screen. You see Canada in the one corner. The other corner is my province. So if you look at the map, the big map, we're the pointy bit that jams down into America.
Oh, so you're all the way over there. Oh, you're going to be coming from under. Never mind.
If you look at the pointy bit in my province, I'm in smack dab in the middle of the pointy bit.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's the one that comes down by New York there.
Yeah. New York State.
You'd be coming the other direction. I thought if you were closer to the center or something, I was thinking, well, you could just drive right through Wisconsin coming down, and then we could meet and hang out for a little bit.
Yeah, I'll be coming from the other side. I'm only 90 minutes from Buffalo and 3 hours.
I apologize.
And on the other side, I'm 3 hours from Detroit. So,
well, that's not so bad then.
I'd take Buffalo over Detroit, dude. Have you been to Detroit lately?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's way better to be further away from Detroit than it is Buffalo.
So, yes.
But I still apologize for you have to be so close to Buffalo.
Well, thank you. But and Seth Andrews is supposed to be at Imagine a Religion as well, and the Myth Information Conference. So
are you familiar with the Gateway to Reason that's going to be in St. Louis end of July?
I've heard of it. I have. I don't think I'm going to make it that far because I kind of I'm going to have to sweet talk my husband to go to Milwaukee as it is, because Imagine Their Religion is a 3-day conference and it costs like $500.
Oh, geez.
Well, Gateway's a 3-day conference and it costs $50.
Damn.
A day.
Okay. Well, getting to St. Louis would be the issue. See, I can probably, I'm looking at driving to Milwaukee because it's, according to Google, it's only 8 hours. So I flew to North Carolina because,
You have to. I drove from Chicago and it was 12 hours.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't realize you drove. Jeez.
Well, I had a friend at the halfway point.
Okay, well, that helps. That helps.
Well, so, I'm sorry. I didn't want to monopolize a Heretic Woman's time with everybody else, and I took up most of the time. I apologize. I want to try to keep this to a decent time period for us, and makes it easier for me to edit and shit. So, Atheist Ranger, do you have a question for Heretic Woman?
Justin Bieber.
Oh, fuck that
guy. Repeat the question. All I got was Justin Bieber.
I'm just playing. I was, don't ask me why, but I was arguing with a man known as Dean Esme For those of you who don't know who he is, he runs the Escaping Atheism YouTube channel. And, yes. And I brought up your country as an example of, you know, countries don't leave to the bad societies. And he was going off about how pretty much Canada was overall a religious country. Do you beg to differ for that?
Oh, hell yeah.
That's what I said.
What planet is that guy from? No, we are very secular. We, like I said, when I became an atheist, other than the church, the people from the church that I was leaving, nobody really gave a shit. It was a non-issue. And I, for instance, I walk around in atheist shirts. Like, last weekend was our local monthly meetup. And I wore a shirt that I got at Reason Rally, which happened to say "Holy Crap," which is the other show that I'm a panelist on. And it had, like, so it has a big picture of a Bible and it says "Holy Crap." I went to the meetup wearing that, which is in a public coffee shop. No one batted an eye. I mean, I got a few looks, but nobody batted an eye. That I then went shopping at like Walmart and the mall and three different places after the meetup. No one batted an eye. It's, you know, no one gives a shit. We have a lot of churches here, but from all accounts, attendance is dwindling. My mother-in-law is very religious, Lutheran, and she's always lamenting that, you know, they can't keep any young people in the church and there hardly anybody goes there anymore. And because she's like 82, so, you know, she remembers when the place was full and whatnot. And it's no, and I mean, unless the only experience that guy has is like, you know, Alberta, which is where a lot of the crazies live. No, we are not a religious country at all.
Okay. Matt has a question. Matt, what is your question for Heretic Woman?
I just want to ask her, you know, what does your family think about you being an atheist?
So, unfortunately, as I said, my dad's side has pretty much all passed away. It's just my cousins left. And when their mother died, a couple of years ago, they didn't even have like a formal funeral. There were no clergy, no church, none of that shit. So I'm pretty sure they're most likely agnostic or something along that line. My mother's side is more religious, and I've always been vocal. Like, I've never ever hid my atheism at all. So they're used to it. I also, really, when I was younger, I was the kind of person where I don't put up with bullshit from people. So no one ever gave me grief about it because they knew better, I think. And just like, as an example, I did show up for Easter, you know, Zombie Appreciation Day, and the family on my mom's side, they're actually quite large, so they rent a hall for everybody. And I saw my aunt, and she says, "Oh, happy Easter." And I just kind of, eh. And she's like, "Oh, don't you start." And I said, "I didn't say anything." And she says, "I know what you're thinking." I'm like, yeah, whatever. Like, that's, you know, the one Christmas, my cousin found out that I do a podcast, and my uncle came by like through part of the conversation, and he's like, "Oh, what are we talking about?" And my cousin's like, "Oh, it's okay, Dad. She just goes on the internet and makes fun of Christians like you." And I was like, "Hey."
That's funny. We have this one thing that we do on the show here. We call it a true or troll.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to give you a couple headlines, and
okay.
I want to see if you, and well, if Tom and Matt and Atheist Ranger want to get in on this, you're more than welcome to. I'm going to read you a headline, and you need to determine if the headline is a real headline or a troll headline. In the world of fake news, now this may be harder than you think.
This might be hard.
Okay, first headline. Woman admitted to hospital following failed womb selfie. Is this a true headline or is this a troll headline?
Oh, that's got to be a troll.
Tom, what do you think it is?
This is a crazy world, so I'd say it's true.
Okay. Atheist Ranger, what do you think? Is it a true headline? Is it a troll headline?
Troll.
Okay. Matt, true or troll?
I would have to say troll.
Okay. For everybody who said troll, ding, ding, ding. Congratulations.
Thank you.
A troll headline.
I would like to state that having been fully aware of the logistics involved in such a thing, I was pretty positive that wasn't possible. I'm just saying.
Okay, I have one more. We might even have one more if you want to have a tiebreaker. Okay.
Okay.
All right, here's the headline. Teen shows up to a prom in a coffin and lives to tell about it. Is this a true headline or is this a troll headline?
True.
You say it's true?
Yep.
Tom, what do you think?
I'll go along with that.
Okay. Atheist Ranger.
Well, I didn't go to high school not that long ago, so I'm going to go with true.
Okay. Matt, what do you think?
I'll say true.
And you are all correct.
I read that story because... because if I'd have known about goth culture when I was in high school, because remember, I'm from the boonies, I would have done that. I actually used to own a coffin that was in my living room. Just saying.
Okay. All right. All right. One more, since everybody's doing so well. Lost beach that vanished more than 30 years ago suddenly reappears. Is this a true headline or is this a troll headline?
I'd say it's true. I've heard of that happening before.
Tom, what do you think?
A lost beach?
A lost beach. Yeah. Not being lost on a beach.
A new beach in the same place.
I'm not saying it's a new beach in the same place. I'm just saying that's what it says, a lost beach.
Because you can't lose a beach.
I don't know.
I'd say a beach appeared there once again. I'd say it's a true, but not lost beach. That's just silly.
Atheist Ranger, what do you think? True or troll?
I'm going to go troll.
You're going to go troll? Matt, what do you say? True or troll?
I'm going to go with true.
And the winners are... true.
I was gonna say I haven't read that particular story recently, but I have read about that happening before.
Do we want to have one more for a tiebreaker?
Oh, sure.
90s indie band Mugwump reunite to cash in on publicity. Is this a true headline or is this a troll headline?
Troll.
Tom?
I have no idea who it is. So,
that's the whole point.
So why would anybody even make it up? So I'd say it's true.
Okay, Atheist Ranger, true or troll?
What the hell, true.
And Matt, true or troll?
I would say troll.
And for everybody that said it's a true, it's a troll.
I got all of them right.
Yes.
Awesome. I was going to say I've never heard of that band either, so.
Neither have I.
There's a lot of people with weird band names out there. So, hey,
yes.
It could have been a true thing. It very well could have been a true thing.
It could have.
All righty. Well, I want to thank you for joining us today. And everybody that's here on the show, please follow us on or watching the show anyway. Come watch the show at 9 o'clock at 9 p.m. Central Time here on youtube.com/packetpokes. I almost keep wanting to give them the old address where we used to be.
That wouldn't be helpful.
No, it wouldn't be helpful because they're going to get dead air as they go there. So come to youtube.com/packetpokes at 9 p.m. Central Time, at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, and 8 p.m. Mountain Time. And if you live in Mountain Time, be sure you shut the lights off when you get done watching the show because you're the only ones living there. So... or New Jersey, whichever,
By the way, I was gonna say I have to object with one thing in the intro to your show. Pants are not optional on a hangout. You do not do a hangout with pants on.
That's true.
That's just how it is. No pants in a hangout. What's that, Tom?
Tom started giggling, he fell out of his chair. Tom,
yeah.
Tom, what was it you said?
I said, why else do you think I'm not on camera?
I knew it.
I happen to notice that Packard and I are the only ones who are.
Yeah.
And who said
who said I was wearing any pants?
Exactly.
As I said, as it says in the intro, pants are optional.
Oh. I had to mention that because, like, no, it's no pants.
Well, that's that. It's always no pants on the Atheist, the Bible, and no wardrobe because you just burst into fucking flames every time you read the Bible. You know.
Well, yeah. Oh, I laughed. I attended a debate in a church a couple of weekends ago, and I was like, "Hey, I'm here, and I haven't burst into flames yet. It's going well."
Yeah, I had the same experience one time when my kids were younger. We had to go to a church because for some reason they rented out the church for a school assembly for a show or something, which I really irritated the fuck out of me, but whatever. But I went in there and I'm like, okay, if your God is real, if there's going to be one place he's going to strike me down, it's going to be right here, right in front of everybody. And like, nope, I'm okay. And I didn't burst into fucking flames and nothing came out of the rafters shooting lightning bolts at me. So you know what? I'm pretty certain of this, God's not real thing, you know.
Like I said, I've been telling that fucker to smite me for 28 years and it ain't happening yet.
Yeah, I do. When you were talking about I have an argument on Twitter. Oh, I used to do that too, but I would take so long to respond that they're like, hey, I'm like 10 minutes away from you. It's like, fuck, it's fucking Twitter, get used to it. I can't put everything I want to say in like fucking one thing. So
yep.
Alrighty. Join us then, and we'll see you next time. Good night, everybody.
And that's a wrap.